You are listening to KTWHLP in Two Harbors, Minnesota, Radio with a Lake View, and it's time to turn it over to the Beet Farm.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. Thanks for joining us on the Beet Farm Show in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and streamed at ktwh.org. Every Friday from 5 to 6, we feature local singer-songwriters, and all shows are replayed the following Sunday at 3 p.m. Today is a typical live session that we enjoy every third Friday. Anyone can access archive programs of all kinds on ktwh.org. Thanks ever so much for listening today. Now, Carl's going to play a little snip of a song for us. And here it is.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, in the California.
Okay, and I'll bet that people at home can recognize that song. This Land is Your Land was written by Woody Guthrie. He wrote many, many songs, including This Land is Your Land, and one that we're going to be talking about today called Plane Crash at Los Gatos Canyon, Deportee. Recently, a group of us made a music video of that piece of music. Not that piece of music, not this land, but the plane crash at Los Gatos. And we've been playing together for a while, this group of us, in something called the Song from the North Country. With the onset of COVID, when folks could no longer meet in person to play music, Timothy Sodengroves imagined many musicians and singer-songwriters working as a community, yet socially distanced. He kind of saw many of us composing our own vocals and instrumentals to a winning original song written by one of us. He called me. Now, I didn't even know him at all, but he called me up, and he asked if I'd be into co-producing such a music video with him. Creativity and collaboration? That was right up my alley. So we did. We invited many folks to make music magic with us and published our first of several projects that remain on YouTube. We are Song from the North Country. Sodengroves is the technology expert, the main communicator in our group, communicating with everybody concerned, and a big inspiration for our creativity. Okay, I'd like to actually introduce you to the song. So we have a MP3 recording we're going to play now in just a second. And it's of our entire production of the music video with 12 people involved. We actually have, I don't know, I think 35 or more in Song from the North Country, and 12 of us decided to join in on this project. Now, Woody Guthrie wrote the lyrics to Plane Crash at Los Gatos Canyon, Deportee, but some years later, and I believe it was in the mid-60s, Martin Hoffman wrote the wonderful melody that it has to this day. So now we're going to play Plane Crash at Los Gatos, Los Gatos Canyon, Deportee, and here is our mix, our MP3 of the song that we all contributed to.
The crops are all in, and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. They're flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their money to wade back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working in the fruit trees, and they rode the truck till they took down and died.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, and Susan Maria. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Some of us are illegal and some are not wanted.
Our work contract's out and we have to move on.
But it's 600 miles to that Mexican border.
They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. We died in your hills, we died in your deserts.
We died in your valleys, and we died on your plains.
We died beneath your trees, and we died in your bushes.
Both sides of the river, we died just the same.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
We can grow our big orchards. And is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves and run on my tassel and be called by no name except deportee.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Miss Lucy Maria, you won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. All they will call you will be deportees.
Wow, I still get kind of teary-eyed when I hear it. But that again was an MP3 of our music video by Woody Guthrie and actually Martin Hoffman, who wrote the wonderful melody. Hats off to them. And it was Plane Crash at Los Gatos Canyon, Deportee. This was not our first music video. We do have on our own Facebook page, and we're on YouTube with all of our videos. And so you just go to Song from the North Country to hear all of the art that we've produced members of the group change, but all total, we have many, many. And the people who participate, well, it depends on if they want to at a certain time, a certain year, a certain time in their lives. And we're so grateful for everybody who participated in that. So again, if you want to see the full video, please go to Song from the North Country on Facebook or YouTube for all of the other videos that we've produced. Here are some of the videos that we have produced. Our very first one was called Floodwaters. Les and Beth Hazelton wrote that one. Then, our last one was called Mason Lowe, that Shane Nelson wrote that song. And everything in between, we had one called Campfire, written by Timothy Soden Groves. And It's Gonna Be Love by Kim Munson. I believe there was one or two others. And again, please go to Song from the North Country on Facebook or YouTube to be able to see all of our music videos. A dear friend and Song from the North Country member is here with us today. He and his wife, Alexis, have been regulars in our Monday jam group and recent Song from the North Country musicians. Sean McManus, thanks for coming up from Duluth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Leslie.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could come. Since accepting my invitation to work on the project, can you explain kind of what your process has been?
Yeah, no problem. After receiving the invitation to contribute to the Deportee Project, I listened to Woody Guthrie's tune, his version of the tune, for a while, just to familiarize myself with it. I had heard it before, but I received Mothy's reference track and found his tuning and played along with it for a little while, get myself familiar with the pitch and the tempo that he was holding. I looked up the sheet music for it, but in the end, I just went back to the chords. And I recorded a couple of versions of it and ended up settling on the third version of it and sent that off to him. And a little while later, received a demo tape of what Mothy had put together. And sure enough, I was included in it. So I practiced singing the parts that I was included in and made videos of us, of me singing the tunes, those parts of the tune, and sent that off. And a little while later, was invited to a Zoom meeting where we all met and saw each other and all saw the finished product. And I've got to say, it's a real honor to be included with these other musicians, and I look forward to the opportunity of doing this again sometime.
Oh, Sean, that was just sweet. You brought a tear to my eye. I must say, this video, the story of the deportees, I've cried several times in the 6 weeks or so that we worked on it. And, you know, the story, well, it's sad and it's enlightening, but mostly it is timely. And I believe that you will see some kinds of parallels between when this was written in, I believe, 1950 to present-day challenges around the world in our society and around the world. The co-producer, Timothy Soden Groves, and I can't thank him enough for inviting me into the group some years back and for his leadership on the project. Carl and I think even Mothy himself, have used the term herding cats when it comes to producing adult musicians to one master project in the end. And so he really does it so well. I'm going to repeat, he's a technology expert, the main communicator with all concerned, and inspiration for creativity. He really is all of that and more, and I'm going to thank him one more time. Thank you, Mothy. And so when we decided that we kind of would like to have Mothy in the studio, we figured out it wasn't possible because he actually is out of town right now, to substitute for that live performance or live conversation. We decided that I'd just go to his house where he has a whole bunch of wonderful upscale recording equipment. And he and I did a little bit of an interview, not so little, because there was a lot for Mothy to say about his process, about everything that he went through with the video. So I went ahead and did an interview with him, and we're going to just play that interview now. This is Timothy Soden Groves, right at his house in his wonderful studio with some pretty upscale equipment, he and I, and an interview about our project, Plane Wreck at Los Gatos Canyon, Deportee. How is it that the song from the North Country even got started?
Well, you know, way back in 2000, in the early days of the pandemic, so it was the spring of 2000, you know, musicians had not been able to play out for a long time, for months, and they had not been able to get together to rehearse or, you know, do all kinds of things that they normally do there. And I noticed online that a number of musicians, including some local musicians, had started live streaming or videoing and then streaming home concerts. And I just thought, this is wonderful. You know, they're finding an outlet for their music. And in many cases, the listeners, the viewers of these videos are being drawn right into the living rooms of the musicians that are making these music videos. And I just thought, this is an aspect that we would never, ever normally see in these musicians. We see a little bit of their real lives off stage. So I was impressed by that, and then I've always, well, for several years, I have really enjoyed a group that posts on the internet called Playing for Change, and it's a global group of collaborative musicians that never play together, but a recording team goes around all over the world and records these great musicians playing essentially classic rock songs that everybody knows and can really kind of get behind. And so it's all of these little vignettes at locations in Cuba, in, you know, Mozambique.
You know, they're still doing those?
They are still doing those.
Yeah, I think I have seen one lately. Yep.
So between those two, you know, it's not like I had an original idea. I just sort of had two ideas that kind of came together in my mind, and it just seemed like COVID, the environment of life with COVID, really was conducive to giving our local musicians and regional musicians an outlet, you know, to be able to collaborate, to express themselves, to, you know, share their living circumstances, whether it's their home or a local park if they went outside, but just part of their lives through a collaborative video.
That's way cool. But, you know, I didn't even know you when you came up with the idea. So how did that, because we ended up being co-producers of this.
Yeah.
Of some of the Song from the North Country songs.
You know, and that's a great question. And I love, you know, this story, just because if it hadn't been for Song from the North Country, which is much bigger than me and much bigger than us, you know, we wouldn't have met. But in having the idea, I knew that there was a group of local and regional musicians that I knew. Diane, my wife, and I used to run a music store here in Duluth. And so, you know, sooner or later, virtually every musician in the region came through there. And we got to talk with them and got to meet them. And we knew musicians from performing out and going to see them and all kinds of things at local venues and stuff. But I also knew that my kind of exposure to area musicians was limited. And because just based on my own musical preferences, who I like to go out and see. So I knew I needed another mind. And I'd heard of this person, Leslie Black, who worked with KTWH in Two Harbors. And I just thought, well, here's someone I don't know, but you know, she's got a diverse background with area musicians and likely a background with musicians I don't even know. So, and she'd also bring a different musical sensibility to the production. So I called you.
Right.
And you know, and you decided, well, this sounds wacky enough to try. I don't know why you decided to sign up, but you did.
Well, one thing that you said at the time was, I know a lot of musicians, and you know a lot of musicians, and you know, I had already been some years into our Monday Jam group, which sometimes turns out to be 16 people in our living room in the evening, 12 to 16. And so because we each knew a lot of musicians, I think that was part of the reason that you called. So that was cool. And so collaboration, creativity, I said, oh, I'm in. And so Mothy and I started our brainstorming. You know, I knew the musicians, the music end of it and things like that, but I had absolutely no knowledge about technology and technological equipment, but you did. And so right now we're sitting right in your studio and I'm watching your big, huge screen and all this equipment and cords all over the place, and we're using your microphones and stands. And how is it that you are such an expert with all this?
Well, expertise is relative.
All right.
You know, I've been doing, as a musician, I think that most musicians or many musicians are inclined to sort of figure out, you know, how to record themselves. It's a real common thing. And so way back in the mid-80s, I'll just say, I was interested in recording myself and my then-wife, Arlene Anderson, who has appeared on all of our Song from the North Country projects. And so I got a little Tascam 4-track recording deck and just used a couple of cheapo microphones. And we recorded some cassette tapes. And sent them off to be duplicated and, you know, sold albums, you know, I air quotes albums. and that was fun. But that was just sort of the start of things. When the digital era kind of came along, I got, interested in a little better quality of recording gear. And so, you know, I got into that a little bit, and it was a little more expensive, but it still was not like a professional studio at all. And I got some nicer microphones, but they're still the kind of microphones, and to this day, I use mics that are commonly seen on stage. I would use SM58s and 57s if I had them. You know, these are some AKG condenser mics we're talking on now. They're $200 microphones. You know, these are not $1,000.
Not over the top.
They're not over the top. This is commonly, you could go here in town to one of the music stores and buy these microphones off the shelf without having to look for them. It's very common kind of, you know, sound reinforcement and recording gear.
So really anybody could do what you do. I'm kidding.
Actually, my answer would be to that, absolutely. They just have to put in the time.
Okay, now... I need to explain a little bit about what you do, though, because we're always amazed. You know, we record our individual audio for whatever song we're all arranging. And, you know, we used to do these original songs, and now this is a cover. But we all kind of work on ourselves, and then we send you an audio of what we might vocally add to the mix. And then we work on our instrument or multiple instruments and send you little clips of those, and you put it all together. And I'm talking, when you hear a person singing and they are on the screen after your masterful combining everything, they're synced to the ultimate. I'm floored about this video, this Deportee video. It's just, it's like you were right there with your camera and your audio, like, because it's so well synced.
Well, you know, that is a challenge, and it's, you know, it's just sort of paying attention to the recordings that you have. You know, we essentially, the audio recording drives the entire project. It starts with what I call a reference recording, which might just be a voice and an instrument, you know, someone singing a melody line along with the guitar. That was how this project started.
With you doing that
just
reference.
It just has to be simple, on tempo, you know, covering the correct lyrics and the correct melody line as much as possible, you know, kind of vanilla almost. But we've actually had reference recordings in previous projects, like from Mike and Kim Curtis Monson, that really gave us a flavor to start with. And those are lovely if it has a little bit of a reggae feel or, you know, or something a little different. But that wasn't within my wheelhouse as I was, you know, wanting to provide a reference track to all of our musicians. So we start there. The musicians can rehearse to that reference track. They listen to it in headphones as they're singing and or playing. And recording their audio pieces, I take all of those little audio clips, you know, basically synchronize them together. That's not too bad, you know, so that we have everybody singing and playing at the same time. And I mix it so it sounds pleasant. And, you know, I can't use everybody all the time, whether they're singing or playing. So some people sing choruses, some people sing verses, some people, you know, play an occasional guitar lick. Someone's playing bass
And basically, he kind of laughed at that because I was the bass player for this project. But you use your own creativity in the long run, which I respect so much, to put different people's voices together so that we recorded individually, but on the finished product, maybe I'm singing harmony with somebody and it looks like we're almost there together. But in fact, that's your creativity, putting this person with that person, this instrument with in this mix and showing that on screen. And it's amazing. Amazing.
I love to do it, you know, and it's easy to do something that you love to do.
I suppose.
You know, I mean, there are challenges, you know, someone may have sung something that wasn't quite in sync with the reference track, and that might not even be their issue. It might have been in this case how I delivered, you know, the rhythm of my lyrical delivery might have been a little odd, and they might have had a hard time matching up. So, you know, when there's multiple people singing, we have to just kind of find the consensus of, you know, where that delivery should be. And also there's a challenge, and this is a little bit maybe too techno-geeky, but there's a little bit of challenge of processing power. When you're in the editing, you know, software, basically start running the playback, the processor doesn't always give you everything exactly in the correct real time as you're doing it. And so until you actually have it all together, you may not realize that somebody's a little bit off. And then, you know, you decide, how much energy do I have to fix this?
Right.
Is it worth it? So I can look at this and see little flaws, you know, but for the most part, I try to, you know, unless it's just smacking me around the head and shoulders, I try to let it go, you know, and say, you know, this is a lovely thing that we've done. So.
It is. It's always a lovely thing. The finished product is amazing. How many of these have you done? Carl and I think have been involved in three, four. Anyway, but you have done more than that. And so can you talk about that?
Sure, yeah. You know, Song from the North Country, this is actually the sixth Song from the North Country project. I would have said that you guys only missed one, that you've done five, but I could be off on that. So this is the sixth. We started in spring of 2020 with a Kate and Bill Isles song, right. Floodwaters.
Right.
It was well received and it was perfect for the COVID times. We went through the you know, a rough summer in 2020, and we had the George Floyd murder,
right?
And you know, we did something called Freedom Song, which was, you know, it was a sort of a social statement about the condition of our country. So that was in the early fall of 2020. Next spring, we, you know, kind of around Valentine's Day, we did It's Gonna Be Love, a Kim Curtis, Mike Monson song. The next one that would have been, I think right after that was
Campfire.
No, I think it was actually the Dylan Fest winning song from Shane.
Oh, that's
Shane
right.
Nelson, Mason Lowe, Mason. Which was different because all of those other songs, the collaborating musicians had submitted original songs for, and we had kind of a little contest between us, and we did like ranked choice voting to see which one we wanted to do.
Right.
And so we chose that way. But in the case of the contest winning song from Shane, you know, from Dylan Fest.
Right.
You know, his was the winner, and that was part of the deal. So we did that. And and that was really fun too. So that was a great Shane Nelson song. Then we did Campfire in the fall,
yeah.
Campfire song, which is, you know, just a song about, you know, being together around the campfire and singing songs and telling old stories.
And you wrote that one.
I did write that one. Yep. So, and then we didn't do anything for over 2 years. COVID kind of waned, and it almost seemed like our reason for being, you know, we maybe had exhausted that until now. So.
Yeah. So that's how all these other projects that we took on got started. But what about this one? What was your train of thought when you chose as the project Plane Wreck at Los Gatos Canyon Deportee?
Well, you know, I was thinking about deportees and how that is a real social, political issue today. And it was just weighing on me. And I remembered this Woody Guthrie song that is just popularly known as Deportee. And I thought, well, that would be a great song for Song from the North Country to do, but we'd have to do it as a cover, and if we're going to do it right, we'd have to get a license to do it, and licensing can be expensive. So I thought, okay, if we're going to do this, this is going to have to be I'll check into it, but it's going to have to be a very inexpensive license for me or us to be able to afford this. So I wrote off emailed the publisher, a group called TRO Essex that has the worldwide rights to the song, and they got back to me right away and said, we would be glad to give you a gratis synchronization license, which means we can...
Oh, I just got chills again hearing that.
Which means we can stream this on social media or, you know, YouTube, Facebook, whatever. And so we have license to do that, and... that, you know, to me, that was a confirmation that this was the right moment for Song from the North Country to do Deportee as a project. I just thought, and it's for this moment. It's about a 1948 plane crash, but it's for this moment. I need people to think about what this song says in the context of this moment.
Right.
And it seemed right.
And it's very, very... heavy subject right now, and I know even just as a participant, a performer in this, there are times when I would be practicing and tear up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I can't. It's so timely that I'll just say that.
Yeah,
it's so timely. So it's really been quite a journey. And basically it started just with COVID and how are we going to play music while this is going on and we have to be socially distanced and
yep.
Here we are.
Here we are.
And
yep.
So that was, 2020?
We started in 2020 and the last one we did was the previous to this was the fall of 2022.
Well, I just want to say that Carl and I are just ecstatic. We are always so thrilled to be working on another song, and we have just loved this. I think we have maybe 12 members right now But I think through the years, we've had as many as...
I think we had 21 on the first project. I think we've had something like 35 different musicians participate on our various projects, some of them several times.
And we just say, once you're a Song from the North Country member, you're in it for life.
Yep, you're a lifetime member. Sorry, kids, you will get emails from me periodically.
And, that's good.
And if I'm really picking on you, you'll get them, you know, multiple times a week.
Yeah. Well, it's been a joy again this time for our project that is called, of course, the Plane Wreck in Los Gatos Canyon, Deportee.
Yes, so Plane Wreck at Los Gatos. Plane Wreck
at
Los Gatos,
okay.
Parentheses, Deportee. That's the original Woody Guthrie
title,
which started out as a poem. And then 10 years later was given a melody line by a college student who I should remember his name off the top of my head. But
Carl,
Martin
Hoffman?
Hoffman.
Carl yes. Sitting here.
Thank you, Carl.
Told me about that yesterday. Cool.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. So anyway, it's, you know, it's this cover, and we ended up falling in love with the song, although it's by far not a happy song, and... everybody's going to love it, I think, because our arrangement of this song is incredible. It's everybody's creativity, making up their own parts, and it's a wonderful project. And I really want to thank you. Now I think we have to close.
Oh.
And yeah, thanks for doing this interview right here in your studio, Mothy, and we appreciate everything. That you do to organize Song from the North Country, and it's a joy working with you.
Well, it's a joy working with you and with all of the musicians that have contributed over the years to Song from the North Country projects. It's when I get their audio clips and video clips here to edit them together, every day that I receive those is like Christmas, and there are times when I'm just weeping with joy.
Yeah, that is amazing. And you always say that, and it must be true.
It is true. Song from the North Country has just released our new collaborative music video, Deportee, just last Wednesday, January 15th. Written by Woody Guthrie, Deportee reflects on a fatal 1948 plane crash involving 28 unnamed migrant farm laborers who, in death, were referred to by the American press and radio as just deportees. Guthrie's touching narrative cries out for us today to understand this historic tragedy in the light of current events. Song from the North Country releases this timely song of protest and grief to honor the lives of 28 migrant farm laborers, these deportees. So you can find the song at Song from the North Country on Facebook or Song from the North Country on YouTube. Go visit us there and check it out. Thanks.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Timothy Soden Groves, co-producer of all the Song from the North Country projects. I'm not sure if we've really gone over the historical event. There were a lot of things involved in, I think, the writing of the poem that Woody Guthrie did for the plane wreck at Los Gatos Canyon. So I'm just going to read a little bit of history that I have here. The actual accident occurred on January 28th, 1948. 28 deportees died in the crash, plus the pilot, the co-pilot, stewardess, and an official from the Border Patrol. The Mexican dead were buried in a mass grave in Fresno, California. Carl told me a word that I didn't know. The word is braceros. So I knew of the illegal immigrants that were on the plane, but I didn't know that not all of them were illegal. And so there was a combination. The plane was actually bound for El Centro, California, a border crossing that connected to the mainland of Mexico. It crashed, of course, as we've said, in Los Gatos Canyon. It twisted as it crashed due to the engine on the wing catching fire in a white hot blaze that caused the wing to fall off as the plane twirled to the ground. All on board died. The names of the pilot, the co-pilots, all those people, they were named, but the deportees, the legal and illegal immigrants, were not named. At the end of the video that we made, Mothy, of course, decided to show the names of all the legal and illegal immigrants. Maybe it was just the illegal immigrants. The news only referred to the others and not the deportees. In 2017, and this was something I didn't know about at all, a plaque with the names of the deportees was added to the mass grave. The names were added to correct a past error. You could find a lot of different people online singing this song. The song has been performed by Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, Bruce Springsteen, and so many more. And remember, if you look up Woody Guthrie, you're going to see I don't know how many songs, lyrics written by him. And like I think we said before, he actually wrote this as a poem first. And to repeat, because I love giving credit where credit's due, Martin Hoffman is the one who wrote the melody. And that was not until, I think, 1967. Yeah, 1967, he wrote that melody. We will continue to find details about this plane wreck, I believe, because there are more people out there, I found out, who have written their various accounts of how they heard the story, what actually went down according to them. And so that's kind of an interesting thing, of course. I'm going to repeat again, and you'll hear me say this a couple times during the next 15 minutes, that you can see the entire video that we created around this song at Song from the North Country on Facebook and YouTube. There shouldn't be any problems in doing so. It's all set up, and it really is pretty cool to see the video when you have heard the MP3 of the video. And now I'm going to ask a question that I would like Sean and Carl to answer. I think it would be really nice to hear, now that we've explained a little bit of the history, to hear the audio, the song, one more time. I think it takes a little over 3 minutes, so it's not a big deal, but here it is again. Here is the audio to our music video, Plane Crash at Los Gatos Canyon, Deportee.
The crops are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. They're flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their money. Wade back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working in the fruit trees, and they rode the truck till they took down and died.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, and Susie Maria. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Some of us are illegal, and some are not wanted.
Our work contracts out, and we have to move on.
But it's 600 miles to that Mexican border.
They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves.
We die in your hills,
We died in your deserts. We died in your valleys, and we died on your plains.
We died neath your trees, and we died in your bushes.
Both sides of the river, we died just the same.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Over Los Gatos Canyon, like a fireball of lightning, and shook all our hills. Who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves? Radio says they're just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? And is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves and run on my tassel and be called by no name except deportee.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. All they will call you will be deportees.
Deportees. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sick of hearing that yet. I just love it. You know, and I'm going in my own head, gee, I don't remember who played that instrument. Who was that? Well, when you are watching the video, and folks, you might have been wondering the same thing. Who's playing that slide guitar? Who is playing, you know, whatever instrument you might have heard? So as the video plays, every time a person appears on the screen, Mothy, with his infinite abilities, has included in that little frame the name of the person who is featured and where they're from. I think that's kind of important because we do from time to time have people join Song from North Country work with us, and they're far away. And so it's kind of interesting to see the names of the people who participated as they appear. And like I said, at the very end, we show the actual names of the deportees. And, you know, that it was very, very important as we were thinking about this project to make sure, since those people didn't get recognized at the time, that we for sure wrote each and every one of their names. And that's how Mothy ended up putting that at the end. By the way, you hear me calling him Timothy. You hear me calling him Mothy. Those of us who know him well call him an abbreviation of Timothy, which happens to be Mothy. And that's why I just wanted to clarify that just a little bit. Now, you could ask Timothy, hey, what do you think? Will you be doing another one of these music videos? And he'll say, I don't know. And that's the truth. We thought that one of our originals might have been our last music video. And then as he explained in my interview with him, he just had a brainstorm and was just moved to do another one after we hadn't in a couple of years. We do have people sometimes on our videos playing an instrument that is not their major instrument, and I so appreciate all the work that goes around that by our members. And I don't think I have actually thanked our members in this group for this video, as well as thanking the people who have been in previous videos. Thank you so very much. And, you know, while I'm at it, although we still have some minutes left, I want to thank Sean McManus. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, for coming in and sharing your process.
No problem.
We all approach these projects with a little bit different process, though. I mean, we know that we have benchmarks, we have dates, we have deadlines that in order to things to go smoothly. But then in the meantime, we each put our own spin on the work we have to do. We put our own spin on how we arrange our parts. None of this is written out for us. We only get a, like Mothy said, a reference track. And then we are all composers and arrangers, and we all do our own work, and somehow he works his magic to fit it all together. But we really do work individually at our own speed. We put as much or as little time into it. We are of many, many different ages. And some of us have our set way of doing things music-wise, and some don't. We're from different places in the country. So there isn't any set way to be a part of our videos. We each approach it in our own way. Let's see. Now, I mentioned that Mothy might be asked, are you going to produce another one? And none of us know. I don't know. None of us really know if or when we would produce another one. I am now curious to read some more about the plane crash from other people's perspective and what some people have written and some others have even sung about, because there might be some other songs out there that people have produced themselves around this event. I've heard there are, but maybe not one quite like ours. I did have a little bit of a challenge just before we came live, because I never looked it up. What was the original key that the song was written in? And I...
B flat.
It could have been B flat. Carl says it was probably B flat. We decided to arrange the song in the key of D. So if you are planning to try to play along with the video, or maybe just the MP3 that we used for this hour, we played the song in the key of D. Anybody who played guitar, they were capoed on the second fret and shaped the chords like in the key of C. But anybody who wasn't playing guitar or a fretted instrument, we knew that we were playing it in D. So that is not, like I said, that is not like what you will usually hear online when anybody else is singing the song. But we just like some easier chord changes, so that everybody in our group, regardless of skill level, would be able to play along. And I do want to mention once again, and I know I've said it several times, as did Mothy in our interview, please go to Song from the North Country on Facebook or YouTube and share this. We are getting so many wonderful feedbacks about how people felt when they listened to the audio and or watched the video, and you, I'm sure, will form your own opinion about it. let me thank once again Fran Kelleher, who is in the other room working her magic, and of course Sean for coming, and Carl for always sitting next to me and letting me be the one to do all the talking, and which I love to do. And this has been the Beat Farm Show to feature Plane Wreck at Los Gatos Canyon Deportee. I think we will then probably just leave with the song playing a little bit more. Once again, thank you all for being here. We cherish our listeners. We couldn't do anything, any of this, without your support. And thank you so much. Bye-bye.
The crops are all in, and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. They're flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their money to wade back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working in the fruit trees, and they rode the truck till they took down and died.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, as Susan Maria. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Some of us are illegal and some are not wanted.
Our work contracts out and we have to move on.
But it's 600 miles to that Mexican border.
They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. We died in your hills, we died in your deserts.
We died in your valleys, and we died on your plains.
We died beneath your trees, and we died in your bushes.
Both sides of the river,
die
just the same.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Over Los Gatos Canyon, like a fireball of lightning, and shook all our hills. Who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves? Radio says they're just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? And is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves and run on my topsoil, and be called by no name except deportee.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. All they will call you will be.